Welcome to FueledByGrace.com. My name is Mark Shiver. So glad to have you listening. I want to start today's message by letting you know I was driving down the road and the Lord said, "What if you all really believed?" And He said, "That's your next message." So here I am, and I'm asking you the question, and I'm asking myself too, what if we all really believed? What if we all really believed? That's an amazing thought, because Jesus even sort of asked that in Luke chapter 18. He says, "When the Son of Man returns, will He find faith on the earth?" Luke 18:8, "When the Son of Man returns, will He find faith on the earth?" Will He find that we all really believe? Now, there are several key things that come to mind, and I want to just touch on a couple of them here. And the first one is, what if we all really believed that we are children of God? What if we really believed that when we became born again, we became children of God, joint heirs with Jesus, that Jesus is our older brother, the firstborn of many brethren? What if we really believed that? Would your life be different? Would mine? Absolutely, because it would give us a confidence in our Heavenly Father that could not be shaken, that could not be tossed to and fro when our circumstances change. Look, I talked last time on the topic, life ain't easy, and you and I both know it's not. There are challenges, there is turbulence, there are rough waters. Jesus even said there would be. But you know what? If we can be grounded in the reality that we are children of God, our faith and our hope and our anchor will be secure, because we'll know that our Father loves us. Did you hear that? Our Father loves us. Your Father loves you. The book of Romans says nothing can separate us from the love of God. In 1 John, it says we love Him because He first loved us. John 3:16, He loved us so much that He gave His only Son to die for us, that if we would believe, we would not perish but have everlasting life. Isn't that awesome? Do you believe today that you are a son of God, that you are a daughter of God, that you are in the family of God? And you know what? Nothing can kick you out of that family. Do you believe that your Father is always pleased with you? Many of you have grown up in life. Maybe you had a father who was not very nice, or maybe absent, or maybe he was just never pleased with you. You never heard him say, "I'm proud of you." There was always something else you had to try to do to earn his approval. Well, let me tell you, your Heavenly Father is not that way. He loves you. It's not based on your performance. It's not based on your lack of performance. God's love for you is eternal, and it's unconditional, and it never changes. It doesn't come. It doesn't go. It abides. It stays. It remains. It is always a reality. Do you believe that? What if we all really believed that the love of God is never ending for us? Oh, we can say that. Yes, God loves you. God is love. But do we really believe it for our own lives? I'm challenging you today. I'm challenging myself to believe, just believe, that we are God's sons, that we are God's daughters, that we are His children. What if we really believed that? It'd be awesome if we could get that so ingrained in our hearts that nothing could shake that reality. Here's one. What if we all really believed that by His stripes we're healed? What if we all really believed that? That nothing could shake our belief, our faith, our confidence, that Jesus allowed Himself to be beaten and bruised and bloodied beyond recognition for our healing? What if we really believed that? Would it change our lives? I bet it would. I bet our conversation would change. You wouldn't hear things like, "Well, you know, it's spring. Here come my allergies." No, I'm healed. God has healed my allergies. They're not my allergies. They're attacks on my body. I don't take ownership of this sickness anymore. See, the way we talk often reflects what we believe. "Well, I get sick every year this time." You're making a confession. You're putting faith into action that you're going to get sick. If you get a summer cold every May, I challenge you to say, "You know what? I'm not getting a summer cold because Jesus was beaten half to death for me, and by his stripes I'm healed. He did that so that I could walk in divine health. Now, like I said, there's a whole thing about healing. I don't understand it all. I'm sure you don't. Sometimes people, they don't get healed in this life that, like we'd like for them to. And I'm not God, and I'm not going to pretend to be, and I don't understand that. But I do know his word says that by his stripes we are healed. Let's start believing that. What if we believe that? It would be awesome. I guarantee you we'd see people get healed more often if we believed. If we believe and stop confessing unbelief and doubt. I bet it would be an awesome thing in our church services and in our lives to begin to really believe that the sacrifice Jesus made, allowing himself to be beaten so badly, was for our healing. Wow. How about this? What if we really believed that nothing can separate us from the love of God? What if you really believe that? Would you stop looking at your sin every day and trying to, wow, I got to earn God's love. I just got to make it through another day. I got to read my Bible. I'm so tired, but I got to go to church. Otherwise, God won't be pleased with me. Look, God loves you, and you are his child, and his love for you will never fail. It will never fade. It will never go away. God loves you permanently, completely, just as you are. What if we really believe that? I believe it would change lives so drastically that we would see more and bigger revivals, people getting saved and coming to Christ than we've ever imagined. Why? Because they would see that we believe, and they would see that it's real in our lives and that God has changed us. We keep trying to fix our members. The Bible says the power of sin is in the members. We're new creations. What if we really believed that we are new creations? That we're not under the law of sin and death anymore, but that we're under the law of love. Wow, it's awesome. Think about it. I challenge you today. I encourage you today to believe. What if you and I really believed that the Spirit of God lives within us, that the Creator of the universe is in union with us and lives inside of us and will never leave us or forsake us? It's amazing. Look, today I want to encourage you to believe. Believe that God loves you. Believe that you are his child. Believe that by his stripes you're healed. Believe that he lives inside of you. And believe that you are a new creation. Begin to believe these things today. It will change your life. I promise you.